Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
My name is Linda. I called to check why I got the February 5th check, but I didn't know what is that. Just $56.95.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
The zip code is 33782.
And thank you for that. And that person last name you stated?
My first name, Linda. My last name is Tang, T-A-N-G.
All righty, give me 1 second to locate an account associated with you. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account, please?
Okay, the address is 10920 63rd Way North, Pinellas Park, Florida 33782.
And thank you. And I was able to locate an account for you. It seems that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a smartwatch on February the 1st.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That item itself was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And the membership, the fee that you're being charged, is actually a membership fee for being a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, it did provide you with a $125 gift card. You got this for being a member, and it is located in that email that you use at the time that you signed up. You can go inside of that email. There's a link in your email. You open it up, and you can use that gift card to purchase some of the best gadgets in the world.
But why they charge $56.95 on February 5th?
That is a membership fee that you're being billed.
Membership?
Yes, a membership fee that you're being billed for being a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store.
It now I want to cancel that.
No problem, ma'am. I can get that taken care of for you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, ma'am. I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have an order number for you. If you'd like to take that down, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, so...
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie, 258-917-588.
The confirmation number is
that you're complete. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
C258-917-588. Is that right?
That is correct, ma'am. And that makes so you know you're completely canceled out of that. And you can use that number if you have any more questions. Just refer back to that cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
So you will credit for that number. Okay.
Okay. Now, I can offer you a 35% refund, which would be $19.93 on the $56.95 that you've been billed.
It's not refund completely $56.95.
Alrighty, ma'am. I can actually do a 50% refund on there, which will, I can refund you $28.48.
Why is not refund exactly $56.95?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay. Now, ma'am, the most I can offer you of a refund on that is $42.71, and that would be a 75% refund on the $56.95 charge.
Is that the most that you can refund? It's only $41.71, not $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. At the time being, that's the most I can refund. If you give me 1 minute, let me speak with my supervisor, okay?
Yeah. It should refund $56.95 because I didn't know that I choose. I didn't remember that I choose to get the car. $56.95. I did not want that. Why it's charged? I wonder.
All right, ma'am. After speaking with my supervisor, I was advised that I can do a one-time courtesy refund of the $56.95, and it would take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in the account, okay?
Yes.
All righty. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I still use the confirmation number, C25.
Yes, ma'am. That is still under that confirmation number.
Oh, so we'll refund $56.95 then.
Yes, and it will take 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.